This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace, blessings and salutations upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is from the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, subhanallah, Islam is such a beautiful way of life. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just say do good, but He also defined what that good is. How you and I can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are those beloved values to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are those beautiful deeds that we can perform and get beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is the subject of today's khutbah. So my brothers and sisters, among the deeds that are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are described in the Quran and in the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we were to study those, there are so many, subhanallah. But let me just share with you some of those beautiful deeds that are most beloved to Allah azza wa jal. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak to the people in the best way. When you and I speak to the people, starting from our own family, our own neighborhood, our relatives, our society, and the humanity at large, you and I have an opportunity to become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon asking the question, who is the most beloved person to Allah Rabbul Izzah? And what are the deeds that are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He answered, the most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are most beneficial to others. And the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the deeds in which you bring happiness in the hearts of the believers. Subhanallah. Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, you must be most beneficial in order for you and me to be beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to be a person of benefit. Benefit your family, benefit your society, benefit wherever you go, whatever you do. Do things which are beneficial, say things which are beneficial, and spread goodness around the world. And likewise, you bring happiness in the heart of a believer. You bring, you know, enjoyment and goodness in the hearts or in the lives of the believer. You become the person who performed the best of the deeds. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, we need to ensure that we do things which are good. We need to ensure that we say things which are good. And this is the way that we can actually follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and become the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says that He loves those who are the doers of good. Indeed, Allah Rabbul Izzah has given us this beautiful deen. Let us make sure that we perform these deeds, my brothers and sisters, so that we can become the beloved to Allah Rabbul Izzah, and we can elevate ourselves fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us perform all the best of the beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be among the best. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.